This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Lobbying groups like Fairness West Virginia, a group that advocates for the LGBTQ community in the state, are once again pushing lawmakers to expand discrimination protections in state law. This year, though, legislation to add housing and employment protections is being backed by a bipartisan group of lawmakers. Samantha Godby reports.
What do you think of when you hear discrimination? Black Lives Matter? LGBT rights? Do you think of someone who used to look at you funny? A childhood bully? Everyone has something they think of when they hear the word discrimination. Joseph Cohen, executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of West Virginia, says that's because discrimination touches everyone.
I think most of us have been bullied at one time in our lives. Most of us have been on the receiving end of mistreatment. But if you're treated that way because of who you are and not the content of your character, it's simply unjust.
In fact, Cohen says the discrimination his family faced is what made him passionate about the issue.
My grandfather was a Holocaust survivor. So, you know, we've seen in my family, on a very close personal level, what hatred can be.
Groups fighting discrimination in West Virginia flooded the Capitol this month, all rallying support for several pieces of legislation. They include a bill that has been considered several times at the State House over the past few years. House Bill 2670 would add sexual orientation to West Virginia's current non-discrimination laws. Although similar bills have been considered over the last few years, Delegate Charlotte Lane is among the first Republicans to serve as lead sponsor. Lane is a newly elected Republican member of the House of Delegates, and her support of the legislation and the support of her fellow Republicans is what makes the Employment and Housing Non-Discrimination Act different this year.
There's a big change in the legislature. We've got a lot of new people, a lot of younger people, and the thought of discrimination to them, they can't even fathom why people would be opposed to a non-discrimination bill.
Executive Director of Fairness West Virginia, Andrew Schneider, says the same sentiment is being shared with him as he travels the state, drumming up support for local ordinances that offer the same discrimination protections to West Virginia citizens.
We demonstrated that more communities in West Virginia want to protect all of their citizens from non-discrimination. A record five towns and cities in West Virginia passed LGBT non-discrimination ordinances.
But at the State House, Republican leaders have said over the past several years the bill was not a priority. Much of their time has been spent dealing with a massive budget deficit. But this year, Schneider says the bipartisan support of the bill gives him hope for its success.
When Republicans and Democrats alike were considering whether they would be sponsors of this bill, many of them said, I have a gay family member. I have a lesbian friend. I have a bisexual coworker. I know someone who's transgender. It was that face that they could apply to this issue. It was no longer abstract.
Lane likens the shift in thinking about the non-discrimination bill to that of the women's suffrage movement that resulted in a constitutional amendment in 1920, giving women the right to vote. Over time, Lane says, people's opinions can be shifted.
People have had a chance to think about it, and they've come to realize that we are all people, and we all have feelings, and we should be treating everybody equally.
House Bill 2670 has a total of 33 sponsors on both sides of the aisle. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Godby at the State House.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. I'm Beth Voorhees.